I was looking just over the weekend, in fact, on Friday, as I was getting ready to share a message on Sunday, I was looking at a very familiar verse, in fact, at our church. We've looked a lot recently at several times at the book of Romans, and specifically chapter 8. And the one verse that it's just a verse that I love. It coincides so well with Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 6. And it says in Romans 8:17, "And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, we may also be glorified together." The very first part of that verse says and identifies the fact that we are children, children of God. If we are children of God, if we are children of God, then we're also heirs. If you're a child of God, then you're also an heir of God. You're also an heir, a joint heir with Jesus Christ. So let's look at this, what it says specifically. And if children, so if you're a child of God, then you're also an heir. An heir means to be an heir to something. Well, obviously, that means that there's something that is yours, something that is promised to you, something that is given to you. Just think about it this way. When you think about the old movies or the old TV shows where someone dies and, you know, all the family gathers together in the big boardroom with the lawyers, and they take out the will and they start reading off, you know, who gets what and who was left what. What they're identifying is who are the heirs, who are the people that get what is, what was, what did belong to the person that had died. And they pass those things on to their relatives. They pass them on to their heirs. And so you picture all those people around that big boardroom. They're all listening. And if you're sitting there at that boardroom and someone tells you that you have $5 million that's been left to you, you walk out of that boardroom, you hit the streets. You don't actually have $5 million in your pocket. They didn't give you a check for $5 million. You just know that that's yours. You know that it's yours. It's promised to you. It's going to be coming your way. You don't actually have it in your hand at that moment, but you know that it's yours. And you're happy. You hit the streets happy because even though it's not there, you know that it belongs to you. That's the way we should feel about, and that's the way that we should think in terms of the gifts that are given to us, the things that are entrusted to us, the things that Jesus has said are ours. You might not see it in your hand right now, but you have to know that it's yours. And this is exactly what Paul's telling us as he speaks to us here in the book of Romans. He's saying that if you are children of God, then you're heirs. To become an heir, somebody has to die. I mean, to become an heir that inherits something, somebody had to die. For there to be an inheritance, somebody had to die. If it's your great uncle that left you all the money, you know what? He still had all that money until he died. It's not until he died that the will went into effect. At his death, the will goes into effect. And when the will goes into effect, the money's then distributed as apportioned by the person, the great uncle that had all the money, the one that had all the money, the one that had the will. Well, Jesus Christ procured everything for us. What does he have? He's God. He's creator. What does he have? Everything. Everything that you and I would ever need. He's already procured it for us by his death. See, a will doesn't go into effect. And that which is inherited can't be possessed until someone dies. You know, the person that has all of the wealth, that has all the things to be passed on, has to die before the will goes into effect. When Jesus Christ died, it's in effect, his will went into effect. And everything that is his, he passed on to us. Every victory that he garnered, he gave to us. Everything that is promised in the Word of God, he gave to us. Everything that he possesses, which is everything you need, he made you an heir to it. And it was enacted at his death. So when Paul is saying, and if children of God, and we are, then heirs. If you're a child of God, you're an heir to every promise that's here. It's as though this Bible is his last will and testament. It's as though he has said, these are the promises that are for you. These are the things that I've established for you. These are the things that are done. Whether or not you see it or experience it at this moment is irrelevant. You walk out of that boardroom, you know, they don't hand you a wheelbarrow filled with $5 million. Then you lug it down the elevator and hit the streets with a wheelbarrow full of money. No, they don't give you $5 million. But nonetheless, it's yours. It belongs to you. It's going to be in your possession. Whether you see it at that moment or not, it still belongs to you, and you will soon possess it. As a joint heir, as an heir, as a child of God, you're an heir. And as an heir, that which is given to you is already yours. That which is yours is already yours. That which is given to you, and it's yours. Whether you see it or not, it's still yours. So whatever your need is, and whatever it is that you're looking for, you require in your life today, the good news is Jesus has already done it. He's already made that provision for you. It's yours. But it gets even better. If children, then heirs. He's saying if you're a child of God, then you're an heir to all the promises of God. Heirs of God. So he's making it clear. This is who you're an heir to. This is who the relationship is with. But then it says, and joint heirs with Christ. That's identifying specifically and directly who you are linked to and what you are linked to. What is your position? Your position is with Jesus Christ. You're a joint heir with him. So what does he have? Everything. You're a joint heir with him. What do you have? Everything that you could possibly need. It's yours. And you can say to yourself, I haven't seen it. I haven't experienced it. That's just words to me. Well, it's the word of God. And as the word, it's the promise. So even though you haven't seen it, it hasn't been materialized yet, whatever you're believing for, if you keep believing, if you keep standing, if you keep believing, you will see it come to pass. Let's go back to the analogy of walking out of the big boardroom, and you were bequeathed $5 million from your great uncle. They didn't give you a wheelbarrow full of $5 million. They said it's yours. Again, you walked out those doors. You didn't actually have it in your hands, but you were still happy because you know it's yours. See, the difference is when you walk out of that boardroom, sometimes we put more faith in the things, well, not sometimes, almost all the time. We put more faith in the things of this world, in the natural realm, and we put more faith in the words of men than we do the word of God. If a lawyer tells you that you've been bequeathed $5 million, even though you don't have it in your hand when you walk out that door, you're still happy because you know it's going to show up in your bank account. You know it's going to show up in the form of a check written to you. Somehow that money is coming to you. And even though you don't have it, they told you it's yours. And you believe them. You believe what they told you. You have no evidence to support it other than they told you that that's what you're going to have. So you're happy. You don't doubt at all. There is no, if you walk out of that boardroom after being bequeathed $5 million, regardless of whether it's in your hand or not, you believe that it's yours. You believe it. You have confidence in it. And you act like you have confidence in that fact. And you know what? If all of a sudden somebody would say, you know what? A lawyer would come in and say, you know what? I don't think. Maybe another family member would come in and say, you know, I really don't think Uncle So-and-so wanted you to have $5 million. I think really all they wanted for you to have was $1 million. You know what? If that would happen, you would fight. Even though you don't have it yet, you would fight for that full $5 million. You wouldn't yield. You wouldn't give up. You would get lawyers around you. You would enforce what the will said. You would go back. You would make the lawyers. You'd take it to court. You'd make everybody look at what the look at exactly what the will said. You would enforce the wishes of the one who left the will. And you would enforce those wishes that were expressed on that document, that last will and testament. You would enforce it. You would go to great lengths to do so. Why? Because you believed it was given to you, and you believed it was yours. Sometimes, again, perhaps too often, we believe the things of the world more than we believe the things of the Word. We believe the things that the world tells us and that men tell us more than the things that Jesus Christ himself tells us here in his word. Because his word is saying, if you're children of mine, then you're heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. You would fight to the bitter end for that $5 million bequeathed to you if somebody tried to take it away. You would enforce the law. This is the same attitude. Think about this. You would enforce the law. The law says that somebody's last will and testament has to be expedited exactly as it's written out by the one who left it. The law says it. The law will back that up. This is the kind of attitude that we have to have towards the promises of God. You are a joint heir. That means what's been bequeathed to you by Jesus' death and his resurrection, his victory over sin and death, what has been bequeathed to you is everything that you need. Do you need health today? Do you need victory in your marriage? Do you need victory to overcome emotions? Mental weariness? Do you have finances? Do you have a job need? A marital need? What is your need today? What's been bequeathed to you is everything that you need. And in the same way that you would walk out of that boardroom and know that it was yours, even though it's not in your hand, in that same manner, when you read a promise in the Word of God, you need to go through your day walking around happy, believing that that's yours, regardless of whether or not it's what's in your hands, regardless of whether or not it's what you're experiencing. You believe what the Word says. You believe what the promise is there. You would do it in the natural world. Do it for the spiritual things as well. And if you're going through life and you're not seeing those promises of Jesus fulfilled in your life, if you're not experiencing those things in your life, well, in the same manner that you would go back, you would fight to enforce what was bequeathed to you in the will that gave you $5 million. You would fight to enforce in the natural realm the will that benefited you. You would stand on the law and enforce the law. Well, the same thing is true in the spiritual realm. Whatever it is that you need, if you haven't seen it yet, you have to know that it's yours because the Word says that it's yours. It's been given to you by Jesus Christ. And so you enforce what he's done. And if you don't see it, you continue to stand on the Word. This is how you enforce it. If you're believing for something and you know that it's yours because the Word says it's yours, it's the promise that's given to you, you don't stop. You don't quit. If somebody like the enemy tries to tell you, or just your natural circumstances tell you that this is not happening, you enforce what is done in a spiritual sense, what is legally already done, and what in a spiritual sense, what is legally already yours. If you don't see it, enforce it. How do you enforce it? You keep coming back to the Word. You look at the Word. You speak the Word. And you find the promises that are there, and you say, these are mine in Jesus Christ. This is what Jesus Christ has given me. I'm a joint heir. I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. This is my position, and this is what belongs to me. It is what Jesus desired to give to me. It was his will. It is his will still. And so I will enforce, I will fight to enforce what the Word promises to me. And if you will fight to enforce those things, you will see those things come to pass in your life as well. Romans chapter 8, verse number 17 says, "And if children, then heirs." If you're a child of God, you're an heir. Everything you need, every promise in this Word has been bequeathed to you. Heirs of God. You are heirs of the Creator of all things. And joint heirs with Jesus Christ. This is who you are. This is your position. Enforce it. And don't let anyone take it away from you. What are your needs today? Jesus has already provided for them.